There'll be lots of sad hearts and perhaps some sore heads across the nation this morning with the Socceroos failing to make it through to the second round of the World Cup. Despite often controlling the tempo of the match, the Socceroos went down 2-0 to Peru in Sochi. And there was a cruel twist to the game, as one of Peru's scorers was Paolo Guerrero, a man saved from a FIFA ban for drug use after Socceroo captain Milia Jednak made an appeal for clemency. I spoke with our Europe correspondent, James Glenday, who is in Sochi, a short time ago. James, did the Socceroos ever look like winning?
They controlled a lot of the game. They created a few opportunities and openings, but they just couldn't find the finishing touch or even touches to create those really clear-cut opportunities and clear-cut chances to stay in contention with Peru. And at the highest level, those finishing touches are really the difference. If you look back at Australia's games, France created two chances, got two lucky goals. Denmark had one clever piece of play and scored through one of their biggest stars. And Peru had three chances here in Sochi. They took the first two and the third hit the post. And that really is what it comes down to. The Socceroos' only goals have come from two penalties, handballs in the box. And once they went behind here, it was really hard to see how they were going to come back and win. Having said all that, a win wouldn't, of course, mattered in terms of the tournament anyway, because France and Denmark played out that very dull scoreless draw, meaning they wouldn't have progressed and Australia was going to be eliminated regardless. But certainly, it would have been nicer, I think, for most Australians to have the Socceroos at least finish with some sort of result and not dead last in their group.
Realistically, did they stand a chance of making it to the second round?
I think the Socceroos certainly felt they stood a chance, and I think most independent pundits thought they stood a chance as well. If you asked any independent football pundit, they'd probably say no. Australia had no chance. They were the lowest ranked group by a long way, and it was always going to end this way. But if you ask the Socceroos fans, they're certainly disappointed. I spoke to a couple just a short time ago, and here's what they had to say.
We were poor.
Yeah. You disappointed?
I just can't believe how poor we were. I mean, I thought we should have... I think maybe they're tired, too much training, too much fitness. It was the weakest performance out of all three games by far.
It's a tough result to take, I'll be honest. It's a tough result to take. I thought we were going to get a result today.
So there's some pretty disappointed fans there. James, what's next for the team? Do they need to find a striker?
Yes. in the pubs and clubs of downtown Sochi, that is all anyone is talking about. There are a few complaints about the coach. There are a few sort of people reminiscing about what Tim Cahill was like 12 years ago and whether or not he could have made a difference if he'd had a little bit more time on the field. But that is the overwhelming view, that Australia is probably two, maybe three very good players short of having a team that's likely to progress to the next round and therefore has a chance of making a run a bit further into the tournament. In 2006, Australia did have quite a lot of those players. When you look at where the players who played in that quite successful 2006 side and you compare them with the players who are playing in this Australian side at the moment, the quality of leagues they're playing in just doesn't really even compare. So that's worth thinking about. And obviously the development of Australian football further on. But all that sort of post-analysis and dissection of what went wrong here is still yet to come. I think the fans are proud, but also disappointed of the way it all played out. They'd hoped, they dreamed that this journey would continue on for at least a couple more days.
And that's our Europe correspondent, James Glenday, in Sochi.